Good morning, everyone. Today I want to talk about a topic that is very relevant in our modern world: the burden of having too many things. In a society that often equates success with material wealth, it's easy to accumulate more than we need. By the way, this may or may not have been slightly influenced by my wife. So the scripture reading, our scripture reading today comes from Luke 12, 15 to 21, the parable of the rich fool. And then he said unto them, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth." And he spake a parable unto them, saying, "The ground of which a certain rich man brought forth plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits?' And then he said, 'This I will do, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow my fruits and goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast many good laid up, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said unto him, 'Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall these things be, which thou hast provided?' So he saith that, so is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich towards God." So here are the main points of the parable: the illusion of security. The man in the parable believed that his wealth would provide him with comfort and security. He thought that by accumulating more, he could ensure his worry-free future. However, Jesus reminds us that our lives are not guaranteed, and material wealth cannot protect us from the uncertainties of life. Proverbs 11:28 says, "He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteousness that flourish as a branch." True security comes from our relationship with God, not from our possessions. Number two is the danger of covetousness. Jesus warns us to beware of covetousness, which is an excessive desire for more possessions. Covetousness can lead us to prioritize material wealth over our spiritual well-being and relationship with others. It can cause us to lose sight of what truly matters. In 1 Timothy 6:9-10, Paul writes, "But they that will be rich fall into temptation and snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they that have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many arrows." We must be vigilant and guard our hearts against the lure of covetousness. Number three is the calling for generosity. Instead of hoarding our possessions, Jesus calls us to be rich towards God. This means using our resources to bless others and advance God's kingdom. Generosity is a reflection of God's love and grace in our lives. In 2 Corinthians 9:6-7, Paul encourages us, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Let's be generous with what we have, trusting that God will provide for our needs." As we reflect on the parable of the rich fool, let us examine our own lives. Are we placing our trust in material possessions, or are we seeking true security in our relationship with God? What are we guarding in our hearts against true covetousness, are we living generously? I'd like us to remember that life does not consist in the abundance of possessions, but in being rich towards God. Just a quick prayer here. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your many blessings you have given us. Help us to guard our hearts against covetousness and to find our security in you alone. Teach us to be generous with what we have and to use our resources to bless others and advance your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thanks.